Holy Father, Holy Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look, yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 gato. Masira jilo moto. Ako ade ili ago. Abo moka mwata ane ipo ano. Cause I pull up in the
middle of the song. I just want to be high. Be high. Be high. Be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color, I go make sure say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man get sick on my love, eh. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't know my the bed, bed, there, man.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come! She be make a Samoa. Say my tukina go join God. You want to bamba. You want to cheat with the big boys.
Oh. Okay, yeah, we're back again, chilling with the big boys. I go by the name that Triller Chev Berg. You're listening to my house and from the studios of Radio Fab. We come here every Wednesday by 6:30 to give you the best and the best and the best of Afrobeat. Not just music, but also the best of Afrobeat gist. And we've got a lot covered up for today's episode. And trust me, you're definitely going to enjoy it. Well, sit back and realize I'll take you through the journey for today's episode. So my name is Dashin Sherwood, as I said before, and just as always, I would like to introduce the radio station. Like, you can follow every single of our handles on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Radio Fab. And one thing about the show is, and the radio in general, is you are always welcome to make your comments and your opinion does matter a lot as far as you are a listener, and trust me, it does really matter. And today we're going to be talking about just songs in general and what is happening in the Afrobeat world. We have a lot today, but mainly we're going to be talking about the likes of Ruga and what he has been doing. And as I would say, it's a good thing to say that we had quite, you know, some cool energy and some great time enjoying him himself and Buju having fight online, you know, and things like that, and all of those. Though they've, you know, quenched their beef this period, and they also came up and they blessed us. Let me just say, they blessed us with a joint album. And I guess we're going to be talking about that next week. And I hope to bring somebody in the studio, you know. It's a Buju guy. Benson, let's just call it Benson. And hopefully we get to bring that, episode to you. Probably, I just hope next week, and let's see what we can do. And that aside, we have a lot talking about Buju, talking about this record label, how his fight with Juicy World has been going. Not just as great as, you know, a lot of people think, in as much as not also as bad. I don't know. I'm not really there. I don't really know much, but I'm just saying from what he tweeted and things like that, so not too much. And we're also going to be talking about Chris Brown also, because he has a song on our list today, and how he has just migrated from being one of the best R&B singers to coming to Afrobeat, which we did welcome him with two hands open, and he came, and right now he's just going straight to hip-hop. And this incredible, you know, trust me, I don't know how to say this, but Chris Brown is just this kind of a guy, just like, he just wake up in the morning and just be like, you know what, I'm feeling dizzy and I'm feeling crazy, so let me do something different from what I've been doing. So that's that for that, not too much. Without talking too much right now, I have Ashake, and the title is one Muse. And we'll come back and talk about, you know, a lot of things we have in our mind. Without wasting much of your time, I have Ashake, and the title is one Muse.
I came here to turn up, I'm all sham, never knew I would fall in love on the dance floor. Oh shit, Senorita, Mamacita, my bonita, make her fly you to Ibiza. You my nigga, you my jigga, make her give her more to Caesar, what is Caesar's?
Ooh, 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 ooh,
bebelo. Sadi satani in my shingo. Ama no test me, I be King Kong. Timothy Mao Kwameji, Ataleko. Bambila, Adevila. My vanilla, my sexualila. Be Ayakila, Ojo Dila. Oja Telora, Oya Sumo Dila.
Okay, that was Ashake, and also known as Mr. Money with the Vibes, and he titled our Muse. And talking about Ashake, he goes by the name Ahmed Ololade, and he was born on 13th of January 1995. And he signed to YBNL, which is the record label owned officially by Olamide, and was introduced into the music category, or into the music world of Afrobeat by Olamide also. By I don't really know the title of that song, but it was really a great song. And from the album, also his very first album I'm talking about right now, is Mr. Money with the Vibes, which one of the favorite, everybody's favorite from the album was Sumba, and he later did Walk of Art, and which is, I can say, is one of the best albums he's ever done. And one of, not just the song, a lot of songs from that album were just a blessing, trust me. And from the Walk of Art, one of my favorite is the one he titled Lowly on the Top, and which he later then did a remix and featured on the remix. So an amazing guy. How would I say, you know, studied theater art, you know, now he's doing music. And there's one thing about Ashake a lot of people don't know. Ashake was also once a content creator, like, how would I say, one of those guys who does comedy in Nigeria. It was like the Shaggy, like into the likes of Abra Shaggy, Nasboy, and the rest of them. But here he is today. Somebody was, even there was a video somebody posted, and everybody was there, even seeing the talker and the rest of them, they were in the video. They were starting up at that time. So somebody was like, so if not that Olamide saw this guy right now, he would have also been a content creator at this point. So funny how life, you know, flips around in the middle, in a matter of seconds, as Ace Wood once said. Yeah, life can flip in a matter of seconds, you know, that's just that for that. And Ashake has been, you know, I guess he's the fastest growing artist that has shot down old to arena. I can say that because I guess he definitely just had two albums, and he came into the limelight around 2020. I don't know how long he has been there, but that song he did to Olamide was the song that brought him out. So for me, I would call such song a song that really brought him, that gave him the fame. So but according to the Wikipedia page, it's telling us that right now he has been in the game since 2018, which I never knew. But that aside, I guess I can still categorize him as the guy who is one of the quickest guys to shut down O2 Arena. You know, I don't know about London, America, or other part of the world, but from Africa, going to O2 and doing this thing, and, you know, trust me, I can call him one of the fastest men right now. And also, I was even kind of scared for him a little while, because not just a little while, like some time ago, because I felt like he came up and he adapted him so very quick and easy. For me, I just think he had it so quick and easy. So basically, I would say such thing we drain him down a little bit, and I just pray he has the energy and strength to, you know, keep up whatever he's doing right now. Because definitely, if he has to withdraw back a little bit, trust me, he's gonna lose a lot of fans and he's gonna get a lot of criticism. I know what I'm saying, because basically everybody is right now. I think Ashake, everybody see him as an A-list artist, which he is. I'm not trying to take that away from him, which he is. But another thing is, people should also believe that sometimes he has done what he has to do. Maybe this is, you can be this kind of an artist who just want to do like 5 albums and just, you know, cut the crap down, get, you know, retired and all of those. Others did 20 albums, doesn't mean you have to do it. Because giving an example right now, I know somebody, which is Nas, an American rapper, who is still dropping album. He did 3 albums between the space of 2 years, or 4 albums in the space of 2 years. So trust me, there are a lot of artists right now which I can tell you, like the last time we heard an album from them is like 7, 6, 5 years ago. People, even great artists like Jay-Z, even the last time he had an interview with Kevin Hart, he said, I'm not saying I'm going to retire, but I'm just saying whenever the spirit calls, I'll do it. That's just it. So probably Asake is just this kind of a person who also wants to do something, because for a very long time, I guess I've not heard anything from him now. So I guess it's just gonna, let me just do my thing, get this kind of a fame, and at the end of the day, I just be like, I have fulfilled everything that I wanted, so I've got to be able to go home and stay with my wife or kids or whatever thing, I don't know, or build another career from there. That's just it. So generally, I can say this is what I was scared of, because I know it was going to get a lot of criticism from it, and I hope it doesn't. People should learn to understand that yes, he's an artist. He's not just an artist, sorry, he's a human who is able to have something else to do apart from music. So that's that for that. Without talking too much right now, I have also the CEO of YBNL, which is Olamide himself, and this time he was featured by CK. Everybody knows CK. If you don't know him, just listen to Love Wanted. That was one of the greatest songs of 2020. So without talking too much right now, I have CK featuring Olamide, and the boat started this one. Wow, ha, love.
That I got for you, baby, yo, my look but gal, gal, Angelina Jolie, yo,
now you there for my mind.
Okay, that was Wahala by CK featuring Olamide. And talking about CK, I guess for a very long time, I think I haven't seen any of his song really trending that big. Though he had one recently with Black Bones, I've forgotten the title of the song, which was also, you know, doing well. But this one is just kind of, I don't know what just happens to the industry for a very long time now. I just think, I don't know how to describe it. I just think we really need to schedule ourselves back in Afrobeat. I feel like, yeah, we need a world hit, because I think the last song we had as a world hit from the, no, okay, apart from Rema in Nigeria, we have this other guy from South Africa who is trending right now. So I just think it's about time we need to take our step back and be like, what is really going on, and what we need to do to make sure we get back on our foot, you know, in the Afro community. And that was, as I said before, that was CK. Everybody should know him from the Love Wanted, the guy who was trending all over TikTok. It was all over the world, trust me. Radios, TV stations, everybody was playing the song. For the very first time I heard the song was around 2021, if I'm not making any mistake, from an Italian TV. When I saw it internationally, I was like, wow. I was really impressed. I made a video on my Instagram page, like, because it was, how will I say it? It is kind of, you know, difficult to find a non-speaking English country playing an English song. Because yes, it once happened in France when I was in a shopping mall and I was hearing Bella, a guy from France featured Wizkid. It wasn't that strange to me because basically I felt like, yes, I'm in France and the artist is from France, and basically it's just a plus to the artist, nothing much. Like I can be from Nigeria and I feature somebody from Italy and the guy speaks Italian, my song is not much of a big deal because I am from that place. So that was why that's kind of Bella for me was no more of a big deal for me. But talking about any other songs, like Love Wanted, and there was one featuring Anna Maria and G-Eazy at one time around 2018 or 17, if I'm not making any mistake right now. So these are songs that when I saw it on the TV, and I was like, wow, I was really impressed because first of all, Italian is not an English speaking country, so you play an English song, and yes, they do play English song. I'm not trying to get twisted, I'm not trying to say otherwise here, but I'm just trying to say, from Africa in general, not featuring an international artist, trust me, I felt like it was a big win. In general, it was a big win. So that is that for that. Right now we have Chris Brown featuring Davido, and I can say truly, when it comes to Chris Brown and Davido collaborations, these guys have worked, I guess, if they have to put their tracks together, generally it might definitely become an album, because these guys have worked countlessly. They have worked countlessly, but this time is Chris Brown now featuring Davido. I believe Chris Brown just believes if he has to do anything big from the Afrobeat community, it has to be Chris Brown. Though he has worked with like stuff like, you know, Wizkid and the rest of them, but trust me, I guess he hasn't worked with Bunny yet, but hopefully he does someday. But trust me, I just believe Davido is this guy. Let me just put it that way. So without talking too much, we have by Chris Brown featuring Davido. When we come back, we'll talk about Chris Brown and, you know, what I said earlier.
Somebody, she's trying to get off the street. You it so. Baby, don't never give you a back up. And if the money done, they come like curse. Nothing we can stop this soul.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. Okay, that was by Chris Brown featuring Davido. Like I said earlier, these people's collaboration has gone beyond just collaborations. I just think it's more like a brotherhood, because the song they've done together is countless. And I just think whenever one is in collaboration with the other, like, they just have this connection. Even what is it called? The Lifetime Chris Brown featuring Lil Jod. I forgot the name of this track. David was also part of the track. Even if he just had to do some like 20 seconds verse on it, trust me, he had to. I don't know what the collaboration is between the both of them, but they just have this connection. And trust me, whatever he does it perfectly. And talking about Chris Brown earlier, I said he used to be an R&B artist, which I knew him from. I don't know if anybody knew Chris Brown from a different angle, but I knew him as an R&B artist. Then later on, from the early 2013, 14, 15, started hanging out with Nigerians like Wizkid, which officially, when the first time he visited Nigeria, I can't remember the very year, around the 2011, 2012, I don't know, which he officially said the person he said he wanted to hang out with was just Wizkid. And he came and, you know, they hanged out. Then after then, he started falling in love with culture and started doing his thing. And before, what is it called? Oju Elegba dropped by Wizkid. And after that, I just think he started embracing the culture. Time after time, started working with people like Wizkid, which he did come closer with him. And after then, he met Davido. Trust me, after that, him and Davido started doing bangers after bangers after bangers after bangers and after bangers. So what I'm trying to say here is, Chris Brown used to be an R&B artist. Then later he was introduced to, what is it called, the Afrobeat community. He could dance, he could sing, he could perform, and that's what Afrobeat is all about, no problem. Then after all, I know he used to rap, you know, once a while, but recently he did a diss track, you know, and it was to Quavo. It was kind of strange to me because I felt like, man, do you want to sing or you want to rap or you want to do R&B? Sorry, I don't know. Chris Brown, just stay in one place so we can know we can categorize you. But what I'm trying to say is, I'm not here to talk about the diss track, but I just want to say, at the end of the word, at the end of the verse, he said something amazing, which he said, "You've been bodied by a singer." Uh-huh. So, with the N word at the end. So, but I just want to say, Chris Brown is more like a diverse artist, and I think people like that is difficult for them to follow the tracks. Trust me, they can do anything at any time, whenever they want, wherever they want, and how they want it. So, congratulations, Chris Brown. I really kind of like your type of artistry, you know, if there's any word like that. I like your you know, your kind of style. It's just diverse, and you can do anything at any time, whenever you want. Even if you can look at songs like "Look at Me Now," which he did with Busta Rhymes and Lil Wayne. An amazing song also, but I guess it's not every artist that can jump in such a song. So he was able to create that, and right now that song is officially one of his biggest songs of all time. So without talking too much right now, we are moving straight to South Africa, and this song is titled "Romeo," and it was by Darasa featuring Zoo Q. I go by the name Dachula Shevrog, and you're listening to My House.
La 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 la.
Now let me hear you say, if you feel what I feel, let me hear you sing.
Bana ukilazimisha unaweza kuingia mlangoni ukatokea kwenye dirisha. Nikisema na kupenda na maanisha, mapenzi siyo nguo, bidhaa ya kujaribisha. Love ni acid, love siyo market, love ni private, love siyo concept, love ni magnet, kukonekti, kufanya updating na new setting.
Romeo, please make me your Juliet, tufanye iwe easy, tusi complicate. Oh my baby, sweetie chocolate. Romeo, please make Romeo Juliet. Romeo, fix me, cause I'm broken when I call. Romeo, teach me, niwe mwanafunzi wako. Stay with me, nishakupenda wenzako. Ah, uwe wangu mi, milele niwe wako wako. Sija kupenda hela, 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 hela.
Appreciate your love, baby. Wacha nikupe kila kitu.
Sija kupenda hela, 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 hela.
Appreciate your love, baby. From my heart, my soul, my body, my mind. I appreciate your love.
Listening to my house on Radio Fab.
In a way we do not connection, jumping the ocean, no second ocean, kwako mama no second ocean.
Funga njia penzi langu mbawa litapa, simata penzi langu nyota litanga, doesi kufuba kuchakao kusinya penzi langalisha takama unapigwa jola da. Team sio team bila kocha, na hata sim sio sim bila vocha. Uda da dang, gang gang. Mahaba ni uwe ni shuti gani bang bang.
Romeo, please make me your Juliet.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo.
Tufanye we easy to see complicated.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo.
Oh my baby, sweet the chocolate. Romeo, please make me your Juliet.
La la la, la 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 la.
Appreciate your love, baby. Wacha nikupe kila kitu.
Appreciate your love, baby. From my heart, my soul, my body, my mind. I appreciate your love.
Classic music. Classic.
Okay, music. That was Daranza featuring Zuki, and they call that one Romeo. An amazing song for South Africa. I really don't know much about the artist in general, no doubt. Just know that it was one of the the best song that I saw my list today, and I was like, yeah, let's do something different from outside of Africa in general. I guess they are one of the artists who is just coming up, and there was nothing much about them I could find on the internet except from their handles and all of those. So we're not talking too much right now. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab, and this is a show we come up here every Wednesday by 6:30 to put together by Dachila Sherbrooke. You just talk about Afrobeat in general and play you the best of the songs from Africa, which is Afrobeat, in quotes. Right now we have Joe Boy, I can say, right now I can call him, he's not even a B-list artist, he's more like a C-list artist right now. But around the 2020, 2021, this guy was on fire. Yep, Joe Boy, Fireboy, and Rema, we are like the three big team we were expecting. But right now, the only person I can say that has lived up to the expectation is only Rema. Yep, because I don't know how to say it. Joe Boy was just this guy who we all loved. From his love songs, to your amazing. I don't know how to say it. Like, I felt like, because he was officially signed to, who is he called? Mr. Easy. So, Mr. Easy, I felt like Mr. Easy never did a bad business with Joe Boy. I felt like it was just one of those artists who really needed recognition. And trust me, Mr. Easy did all he's got to do to make sure he was out there. And yes, officially I can say that Joe Boy is one of the biggest artists that has come out of Africa in general. And though he didn't lived up to the expectation. See, let me say something and let me clarify something. These are, to me, because I felt like Joe Boy is one of the biggest at that time. So you should have been able to be like, hold his, substance and be like, he is still here to this very day. So, like, even the new people coming to Afrobeat or recognizing Afrobeat should be able to know the name or mark the name in their register to know that, yes, Joe Boy is one of the people who really did Afrobeat for Afrobeat. So that is it. But right now he's back, hopefully for the best. And this one, this time he titled this song, Ade no gun. We're gonna be back while we talk more about Jubal. That was Adenuga by the one and only Joe Boy. As I said earlier, I said Joe Boy is one of those artists which we or I was expecting to be one of the earliest artists at this point, because at the bangers he was, I guess. Okay, let me put it this way. I guess, okay, let's, those people who knows Asake right now, Joe Boy was the Asake of 2020, 2021, and a little bit of 2022. Trust me, anything he drops was more like a banger. It was. Oh, but you know the dragon, you know, girl, you need to unbridge. If he drops anything, he's already on top. Him and Fireboy. I was also shocked that Fireboy was even get to be like, okay, fine, let me do. Trust me, out of the three of them, I can say Rema is the biggest, followed by Fireboy, and Joe Boy just kind of, you know, flopped that. But Joe Boy at that time, whatever, even he had a track with as big as Tiwa Savage at that time. So this is how big Joe Boy was at a particular time. Even the other time, I was just playing random songs on my computers, and I felt like, and I heard a song by T Classic. I was like, what the fuck is this guy? This guy had one of the biggest songs as of 2020. And right now he's nowhere to be found. That's how music works. So for me, I just think also the same thing happens to Joe Boy. Like I felt like he's been rated among like less of his competitors. Like if anybody who knows Afrobeat from like last year, get introduced to it and started listening to new songs, trust me, you don't even know if Joe Boy does exist. So that's what I'm trying to say. So this is how the level has brought him to. So what I'm trying to say here is, I guess Asake should not also, you know, give us this blind sight when the time is right. If you understand what I'm trying to say, because Asake right now, I think anybody who knows Asake like from 6 months ago knows he's one of the biggest artists. They can even rate him as an A-list artist, no cap. But what I'm trying to say is, he shouldn't be like from a couple of years from now and be like, Asake right now is now the person will be like, do you even know him? I'm like, exactly. So what I'm trying to say is, I should try and hold up this title, keep keep it up for a very long time. Even if it's just time after time, drop something for us to listen to. And at least once in 6 months, he gives us a banger that tops the chart. I guess we are okay by it. And there's one person right now I want to play who knows how to do this thing better than anybody else. But he goes by the name Kizani. And this time, he's back with a new project. And the song from this project is titled Shower. And trust me when I say this, his album, No Bad Song, was really not just a title, but a description from his resume. I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, I give you an artist with no bad song. He goes by the name Kizani, and he titled this one Shower.
Alakori, alakoko, show my family, show my laptop. Timbakbewa, show my kako. She mo money problem, pelu boys. Tabaja kapada, wasalo Canada. If I travel today, give my bye la baba. Ami man, ama ami man, ami man, ama brother man. Only ni problem, baby show up. Show ni di me king call. Mula yelo wajeku. Iru ele yo money problem. Melanin, popping, baby ni show ni da. Baby such I give you fit da. Boni do ni da, oh yeah. Wa wuru ru da wura ba. Show ni capital business. Show ni character dickiness. Can you wake up around 4:30? To make breakfast for me. Go by the leisure, gimme, gimme. Gimme, gimme, come up on me chiggy. Gimme, gimme, come up on me chiggy. Oh, oh, long time ago, I said no, kele fi make me conform. Oh, yeah, oh, come in my corner. Now I do am, now I run up. Oh, yeah, very gentle girl. I pick you up, don't you picky girl. Mama say I don't fall in love. And my papa say I'm a child love. Baby, show up, oh. Show me the making call. Mula yelo wajeku. Iru ele yo money problem. Melanin, popping. Baby, me show ni da. Baby, such I give you fit da. Boni do ni da, oh yeah. Wo wuru ru da wura ba. Show ni capital business. Show ni character dickiness. Can you wake up around 4:30? To make breakfast for me. Go by the leisure, gimme, gimme. Gimme, gimme, come up on me chiggy. Gimme, gimme, come up on me chiggy. Show up.
Listening to my house on Radio Fab. I go by the name Daturely Sherwood, and you're listening to my house. Okay, that was Showa by Kizani. And as I said earlier, first of all, what is Afrobeat without even sax? And if you can listen to that very song, even the ending was better than all of the songs. Trust me, I keep saying and I will say, Kizani is one of those artists which I say has no bad song. The album, they don't lie. That was more like a resume. Trust me, that guy did not lie when he said he had no bad songs. So that was Kizani, one of the greatest and A-list artists, the best to ever do it. Trust me, I just love everything about him. Like his song, his style, his charisma. That guy is just more like, he's just the full definition of an artist. Trust me. And just that, I think he's got less fan base, let me put it that way, because the big three, for even I think he's not even the big three, like what Burna Boy once said, and I'll rephrase, it's just the big two and Burna Boy, because what I'm trying to say is we have the 30 BGs and we have the FCs, that's the Wizkid FC, but Burna Boy has no fan base as large as his, but I'm surprised he's able to, like, everybody loves him because he just does great song, same as Kizani. There is no person from Planet Earth that can say, I've listened to Kiss Daniel and I'll be like, I just hate this guy's song. You can hate him because he took your girlfriend. That's different. You can hate him because he I don't know, anything different from music. Even these are the kind of people be like, I just hate his personality, but I love his music. Kiss Daniel is one of those guys. Trust me. Right now we have Ruga and Benson. Okay, for those who still call him Buju, it's about time we just let go. I understand. Yes, Nigerians, it's difficult for us to let go of the name. Even me, to this very day, I still call him Buju. But let's try and deviate from that name and just call him the name he wants to be called. He said he loves Benson. Let's call him Benson. And for those who don't know, the main reason he decided to switch from Buju to Benson was because he felt like there was already an artist from Jamaica. I don't know if he's still alive, but you know, wish he's called Buju. And according to him, he said anybody who is fat in Jamaica is called Buju. Yeah. And my main thing is, though whatever he said was, you know, kind of interesting, amazing, and all of those, but the truth is, let's be frank and sincere, he did whatever he did because of, you know, copyright inflation. Because at the end of the day, right now is globally known. Even if he's not, you know, recognized everywhere, but it's globally known. The name as an artist has gone as far as he wished he could. If it gets to a point and Buju be like, the official Buju, the name as an artist, be like, okay, fine, somebody's using my name legally and he can sue him and takes all his copyright. Trust me, that can bring you as an artist from a level of, wow, I was up there and here I am down here. So I felt like that was the main reason. But he, in an interview, he said the main reason he did it was because there was already an artist called Buju, and a lot of people already called Buju in Jamaica. Whatever reason he gave, but trust me, but I felt like it was because of copyright inflation. So that was it. So, but good one for him. He recognized earlier and it was better for everybody, both the fans and everybody. Because sometimes you can go on, what is it called, Google, search for a particular kind of an artist, and you feel like you see another person popping up, maybe an engineer. Okay, let me be sincere. There was one time Google messed up Zlatan Ibrahimovic for Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Google itself messed up that. So if Zlatan can be messed up, even if they had two different names, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is a soccer player, you know, or football player, let me use it. Okay, a football player, internationally known, well known, one of the greatest to ever play the game. And an artist from Nigeria called Zlatan Ibrahimovic was being messed up. Trust me. Imagine you going online and searching for somebody who already called himself Buju with somebody who already called himself Buju. Trust me. Even the internet is going to be like, which of the Buju are you looking for? So be specific. So I guess that was the reason. And just to avoid so many, you know, inflation and all of that was the main reason he changed his name. Talking about Ruga, officially Ruga has left his record label, Jones C. Ward, yes. And according to the tweet he put out, he said they are using his money to finance his new artist or upcoming artist. Well, what he meant was this record label is using the money that is coming from him to finance other artists. First of all, I would say, you don't know. What I mean, you don't know, you don't know. I guess you had a deal with the record label. You guys signed a deal, and if the deal is 50 million and you realize that they are making 200 million, it's none of your fucking business. Yes, I'll say this. It's about time people should start realizing when it comes to contract signing that when you put a pen down and you put your signature on whatever fucking contract you're signing, you should be able to understand that there might be advantages and disadvantages to it. So when disadvantages come to your own side, don't complain. Because for example, now if a record label decides to give you 50 million on your first album and they didn't make up to 20 million, if you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, they just lost 30 million on whatever sales. They just lost 20. The record label itself just lost 20 million. So what I'm trying to say here is, it's about time artists themselves start recognizing that, okay, fine, record label does not always have to smile all the time. So as an artist, don't have to smile all the time. Yes, you can sign a deal of $10 million and at the end of the day, you realize they made $100 million. You shut the fuck up and move on. On your next project, you realize, okay, fine, we can make more money, and be like, okay, fine. And what Jacob once said, he said he doesn't even go for the money. He goes for, okay, fine, your last record and album was great. So let's try to double the money and we'll give you more money to make more albums. He'll be like, no, I don't want to exhaust myself out. You know, these are the things. So So if you already signed a deal, you'll be like, yeah, you see the money is coming up, just close your eyes and all of those. I'm not saying the label was right or wrong, but I'm trying to say, according to what he pulled out, it was wrong for him to put such a statement out because that sounded like greed. You came as nothing. They made you who you are. Officially, it was somebody's money they used in making you who you are. So even if you realize that they are using your own money to refund other artists, they shut the fuck up because it was other people's money, investors or even other artists' money. Let's give, for example, Rema was there before. It might be Rema's money they are using too. Or they were using to push you to where you are today. But now you become who you want to be and here you are being as ungrateful as every living being on earth would be. Well, I just want to say nothing much. I wish you all the best. And he's back with what's it called, Benzi. They had a fight back then. We officially, formerly known as Buju, they had a fight back then. But they now officially they dropped an album. I guess next week we're gonna be doing that officially. I just pray whatever I'm planning works up, and we're gonna be doing that next week with Bruga and you know, Benzi having a collaboration album. Let's see how it sounds like. And one of the songs from the album, we're gonna be listening to that today, and they titled it P O. And they had a song before, which is Romeo Must Die, but this one is POE from Ruga and Benzi.
Uba! What am I saying?
Okay. Okay, that was Benson and Ruga, and the title that one, P-O-E. Really don't know what it means, but probably I might get the definition of, but according to P-O-E, it's a power of ethnicity, but I don't know what Diaz meant, so probably it's just a slang from them, I don't know. I talked about Ruga earlier, and I said officially he has left his record label, John C. Ward, and we wish him all the best. And They did a great album. I guess the two songs that I've heard, Romeo Must Die and P.O. is an amazing song, and I've not listened to all of the albums, and officially I pray that I should be able to bring you all of the full album by next week, hopefully. I just wish whatever planning works. I go by the name Actually Shebo once again, and I'm in the studios of Regis Vibe. I just want to say thank you. If you've listened to this far, you're the reason why we're here every Wednesday by 6:30 to make sure this program holds, and we're forever going to be holding it, trust me, no matter what. We're here and we're going to be here all the time. Definitely, I have a song from TikTok, because this song definitely, can I say the sincere truth is, this is the song that is officially topping the charts right now on Afrobeat. Yes, I don't know how it got there, but trust me, everybody on TikTok is crazy about this song. It's not a great song, don't get it twisted. So as it's not a bad song, but it's just an amazing song, which I guess people will love. Sometimes I ask myself, how did such song just comes out and it becomes a global item? Even I'm at work right now. I was at work earlier today. I was singing this song over and over and over again. You see, I think now I know why the word said America is trying to ban TikTok. Yes, I agree. Everybody should ban TikTok, because there are some songs from TikTok that when you slide, you listen, you hear the song. You slide again, you hear the song. Four, two, other three posts, you hear the song. The song stalks in your head, and you're walking on the street and you officially see yourself singing the song. Like, I don't know. If it's just me, tell me, please. I don't know. If it's just me, tell me. Uh-huh. Like, you'll be like, and especially that part of the song where they always repeat for your head. When you just got to work out, you call it Yera, but you call it talk and they go. So, without talking too much, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to present to you Nyash Nayash. And it's a song which means, which is describing like saying, boobs are boobs, ass are ass, so there is no difference. Why are you trying to make a big deal out of it? An amazing song, trust me. Trust me, an amazing song. As I said earlier, it's not a bad song, but that is a good song, but just an amazing song. So I bring to you Nyash Nayash, our top and the biggest song from the week. And I'm not saying this from this show, I'm saying generally right now, this is the biggest song in the Afrobeat community. Nyash Nayash.
For where I did drink Okokoro, I did for river, they cast in my net. You decide to show your bololo. Waiting, I know do for you. Now, waiting, you want, I did do it nice too. Mana, they made a no me for choco, they love for pity. Na wetin I dey find dey.
to my house on Radio Fab. God. An amazing song from Chela, and as I said earlier, the biggest song from Afrobeat this very week. Okay, without talking too much right now, I guess we've come to the end of this week's episode, and I just want to say thank you if you've stayed this long. It's been amazing having fun with you, you know, listening to good music with you, and as always, I'll say, without you, there is no reason for me being here. So I just want to say thank you from anywhere you've been listening or you're listening from. I just want to say thank you. Without wasting much time, I guess we've come to the end of this week's episode. It's been an amazing ride, an hour of great music and great talks and topics. And next week, as I said, I hope I'm able to pull out whatever thing I'm pulling out. And you definitely get the announcement from our official Facebook page and official Instagram page. Sorry, Ando. And as I said, it's at Radio Fab, F-A-B, R-A-D-I-O-F-A-B on, what's it called, Instagram, and also on Facebook. And you can also follow the program on Facebook at my house on Facebook. So I go by the name Dr. Sherbog once again, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab. I just want to say thank you, and thank you. So, you know, not too much. I guess I really don't have much to say. First of all, I just want to say happy holidays to Italians. Officially, tomorrow is an holiday, and I just wish you guys, you know, a happy holiday, everybody, a happy holiday in general. There are some people who are taking tomorrow and Fridays, and some people are just taking only tomorrow. So, mi dispiace, intanto devi stare a casa per domani e dopo domani vai a lavoro per forza. See, you have no choice, but you have to. So, I'll be concluding this week's episode by telling you, love is the most cheapest thing to spread, and I guess you can spread that by just, you know, looking at somebody in the face and doing anything possible just to put a smile on your face, even if it's just to crack them up. Trust me, a smile on somebody's face can be the biggest blessing you can give to them, or the biggest gift you can give to them. So I just want to say, spread that out. It's free of charge. It doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost for real nothing. So without talking too much right now, I'm signing out with a song by Usher featuring Fuse, and the title is one, Run Me. Listening to my house on Radio Fab.
Hey, you broke me and took your time with it. Hey, you gave me all these memories that I regret. All I can do is congratulate you and me for everybody. Girl, be on my line, constantly be calling. Every day I still decline. See, this exactly what you did. You ruined me for everybody. You ruined me for everybody. Oh, oh, oh. Bye, bye. Good riddance for the last time. So you can try. Baby, get it right now. Then you can be mine. Ruin me for everybody. You ruin me for everybody. Oh.
Babylon tricks where you put up on me. Cause back then I was very lonely. I still am, I'm just trying to find peace every day. My heart is on holiday.
Still gives me sleepless nights. Sometimes I wonder how it happened all of a sudden. You're ruining me for everybody. I wake up in the morning, different girls be on my line, constantly be calling me, I just don't reply. See, this exactly what you did. You ruined me for everybody. You ruined me for everybody. Whoa. Last time, so you can try, 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 try.
by the name Dutch Le Chevrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to